hearing a description of something like conditionality, of what we might be experiencing. Sometimes it can be interpreted as a kind of a, this is what you're supposed to do today. Look for this. Try to find this. And in this, there are times that instructions are offered in that form, and yet I just want to kind of reinforce that in this particular retreat, offering these reflections in the morning are not so much a encouragement to do something, but they are rather descriptions of what can be noticed. And that hearing that, I kind of mentioned this at the end of the meditation, having these descriptions offered is a condition. It is something that enters into your system through thought, through understanding, through reflection, that can have an effect on your practice, have an effect on what is seen. Some of what the Buddha noticed and found and saw in his understanding was so subtle and deeply hidden by delusion that most of us would never, ever see it unless it was said to us, unless it was pointed out. And so that's how some of these reflections function. They are conditions that support our capacity to see something we might not otherwise see. And so this points to the practice unfolding also as a conditioned process. The release of greed, aversion, and delusion is conditioned by understanding the experience of greed and aversion and delusion as dukkha. Our system very naturally, the conditions of our mind and body very naturally begin to release that which leads to suffering. And so the unfolding of the practice itself is naturally conditioned. It's like this, like, tipping point, kind of a, the mind caught by craving and ignorance will tend to condition craving and ignorance, and we will be caught in this cycle of suffering. When that ignorance is seen as ignorance, the process of conditionality tips in another direction, leading towards release, freedom. It's not exactly that freedom is conditioned. In fact, Nibbana a word often translated as freedom is said to be unconditioned. And yet without cultivating certain conditions, we would never open to that possibility of freedom. And So this may seem like a little bit of a paradox, how conditioning can lead to seeing unconditioned truth. The Thanissaro Bhikkhu offers an analogy that I kind of like. It's not a perfect analogy, but it works to kind of grok the situation. He says, in order to see the Grand Canyon, you have to follow the path to get to the Grand Canyon. You need to do that work. And many people need to have done that work to kind of wear the path down. So you have to walk that path to get to the Grand Canyon. But the path and the walking of the path did not create the Grand Canyon. And yet we needed to do that work to get there. And so much of our practice does unfold through the hearing of what's possible, of what can be seen, of understanding how the mind functions. The Buddha was brilliant at describing this, helping us to be able to see it for ourselves. And yet the simplicity, the practice remains very simple. We open to this. What's this? Receive moment after moment. Hearing this information, you may begin to see things in a new way because the possibility has been opened of seeing things in a way that we hadn't conceived of seeing them. Do you want to add anything, Diana? Any reflections?
Thank you, Andrea. That was beautiful. It occurs to me that one way that this, hearing these teachings, having this understanding about conditionality, one way it can support us as we're walking to the Grand Canyon. And if we find ourselves stubbing our toes, getting lost, feeling confused about where are we going again, and of these things, that we could use this understanding of conditionality, we could use this teaching, our own experience, when we're in difficulty, when we're not able to relax, when we're not able to just receive what's happening, we could use this understanding to maybe like tease apart. Maybe there's a body sensation and some mental events associated with it. Or maybe there was just a thought and then lots of other thoughts that followed that were conditioned by other things. So without making it complicated, but just this teasing apart of some of the different elements that are contributing to the difficulty can help create the conditions for some of the difficulty to drain out, for some of the suffering to drain out. So this, often when things get jumbled together, it's when they get turned into difficulties. So we can use this teaching, this understanding, this knowing of conditionality to support us in the midst of difficulties. Thank you.
And that reminds me of a simple way to bring that in, that understanding is maybe just drop in a question of, how is this conditioned? I'm not trying to look for it, figure it out, but it's just like orienting the mind in this direction to understanding conditionality, reminding the mind of conditionality. That can be a way into this teasing apart.